Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with Lauren Whitehouse. Lauren is a senior analyst with the Enterprise Strategy Group. How are you doing today, Lauren?
Very well, thanks.
All right, great. So can you first just start by outlining the challenges that companies face when backing up laptops?
Sure. First and foremost, there are a lot of endpoint devices, and in the case of laptops specifically, they're not always connected to the corporate network. And what ESG research has found is that typically you see more desktops than laptops, and probably more so in smaller organizations, but larger companies have nearly half of their endpoints comprised of laptops. Typically data on these devices is underprotected. Usually that's due to organizations foregoing protection altogether, and that could be because of a budget issue or the company doesn't really feel at risk with the data that's on their endpoints. So, you know, no concerns about losing data or downtime productivity issues for those endpoint users is really what they're thinking. And in other cases, there's just too much data to protect. Once all of those desktop images were captured and moved to the IT environment, that might sort of break a lot of the infrastructure and bandwidth issues and other things that might pose challenges. There's also some organizational issues that present challenges. So many organizations have different groups that are responsible for endpoint backup and endpoint recovery. I know that sounds kind of kooky, but more often the desktop operations group or the help desk is responsible for backing up data, and the server group or the backup administrator is responsible for recovering data. So with no one group responsible, it's hard for anyone to take ownership of the problem.
Okay, and can you talk a little bit about the way that what you guys are seeing, how people are sort of dealing with laptop backup today?
Sure. So most of the time, the endpoint user is responsible for backing up their own stuff. That could be the endpoint user going out and buying their own USB drive and using some utility on their computer, or they may opt in for some type of backup software as a service offering. Or it may be that they're just responsible for making sure that anything that they want backed up is manually copied to some corporate network share. The benefit is that the endpoint users are self-sufficient when it comes to not only backing up their data, but more importantly, restoring their data. The downside of this approach is that IT really loses all control of data copies. Will that matter to a lot of companies? Maybe not. But if a company has compliance, audit, privacy, or even e-discovery matters that they're responsible for, this might be somewhat risky. Then there's another approach where IT maintains total control. So that could mean that the endpoint devices are incorporated into some type of corporate IT controlled backup process. That could be an agent on the system that allows that device to be backed up to during a server-based backup tool, or it could be a batch program that executes and it automatically collects the data and stores it on that network share, and then that network share is backed up via the server-based backup process. The issues are a few. So IT maintains full control, but sometimes the endpoint user is inconvenienced. And when I say inconvenienced, I'm sure we've all had a situation where, you know, your virus scan kicks off right in the middle of when you're working on something important, and now your system's not performing at peak performance. You know, the same type of thing can happen with backup processes that kick off. So if, you know, you are working on something, your productivity may be impacted by that agent-based process. It also could be an inconvenience of having to be logged on to the network at a certain point in time. Oftentimes, if you're a remote and mobile worker and you're infrequently connected to the network, you may miss your backup altogether. And then, you know, you're at a disadvantage should you have some type of disruption on your system.
Okay, cool. And, you know, what are some of the other options that are out there? You know, is there anything else out there that might, you know, mitigate some of those problems that you outlined?
Yeah, so there is more options than most people can sort through these days. And that can be either good or bad. Good because there's a lot of choice, but bad because there's a lot of choice and it's often very confusing to, you know, kind of navigate all these different options. So I think one of the interesting ones for this particular use case is backup software as a service. And I don't mean that, you know, end users just go off and sign up for a specific service. This would be more of an IT-controlled process. So the company, the corporate IT group, you know, signs up for a service, and they offer that to all of their end users. And that's going to provide IT the control that they want, but it's also going to provide the endpoint user some autonomy to make sure that their data gets protected. So here, IT plays kind of an administrative policy role in the process. They say what gets backed up, how frequently, how long that data is retained, and they maintain access to the data. They've got all the passwords, encryption keys, or whatever. And that doesn't overburden their IT environment, right? Because you're sort of outsourcing the service, the storage, everything. And then on the endpoint user side, they've got some flexibility. So if their system has to be backed up when they're connected to the network, it can happen, or they can sometimes defer it to happen at a more convenient time. And it also allows them to have that self-service on recovery. So, you know, I accidentally delete a file, I don't have to call my help desk and, you know, wait for someone to get to it in 3 days. I can actually go and get it myself. And then there's another class of solutions that kind of leverage the concepts of continuous data protection. So in this case, data is saved incrementally on a continuous basis locally on that endpoint device. So when a device is connected to the corporate network, those copies are actually synchronized with the corporate backup set. So this is, again, going to offer IT control plus some end-user flexibility and self-service for recovery. And probably the distinction between these two approaches boils down to either the cost or the immediacy of the data. So in the continuous approach, for example, the endpoint user doesn't have to be connected to the network to be able to recover data. In this case, they've got multiple recovery points right at their local system. Oftentimes, they can just go to their, Explorer, right-click on a file, and see the last four versions that were backed up and recover the one that they're interested in.
Okay, cool. So what about desktop virtualization? So, like, it's my understanding that desktop virtualization can require sort of a significant investment in storage hardware to support it. So maybe it's not something that you would do, you know, exclusively for to get around laptop backup. But, you know, what are sort of the pros and cons there?
Mm-hmm. Desktop virtualization is an interesting application of technology to solve data protection issues at endpoints. Typically, that's because with desktop virtualization, you're centralizing those endpoint images at your central IT location. So data at that central location is more efficiently managed by IT. And most importantly, IT maintains control. But as you suggest, it's a big undertaking. This is a major infrastructure shift and oftentimes a cultural shift for organizations. Culturally, you know, not all classes of workers are going to be well-suited for this concept of checking out their personalized endpoint image and checking it in when they're done. Remote and mobile workers are most often disconnected from the corporate network, so it really might not be something that's ideal for them. And then I think, as you kind of pointed out, that you also have to consider the costs. So if a company is planning on implementing desktop virtualization, then solving the backup issues at endpoints could be a bonus. But otherwise, this might be, might not be cost effective or feasible for many companies to just adopt desktop virtualization to solve their backup and recovery issues.
Okay, sweet. All right, well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me today, Lauren.
My pleasure.
And for more information about laptop backup and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com. Thanks for listening.